be with us here tonight. Please welcome to Living the Life, Emre Kutlu. Assalamu alaikum, brother Emre.
Alaykum salam.
Looking very smart. I love the
jacket.
Istanbul's an amazing part of the world. I mean, if I had to retire anywhere or even just move from here, that's the place I would go.
Yeah, Istanbul is so beautiful city, so beautiful city. Lots of people are living there, friendly. Jewish people, Christian people, are, and Muslim people. It's the most important thing in the world right now. So it's
a good example of people living together.
It's living together.
The crisis at the moment.
An incredible culture and history there.
Oh, phenomenal.
In Istanbul,
it's a real fusion of East Midwest.
It is.
And look, a fusion, talking about fusion of religion and taking the message forward. I mean, you're part of Harun Yahya group.
Yes.
Is he real?
Yes, real.
That's what you keep asking me.
Because it's a pseudonym, isn't it?
Harun Yahya is the pen name. The original name is Adnan Oktar.
Right.
Adnan Oktar is the famous with being against all evolution theory in the world.
Right.
Okay. Lots of professors in lots of universities, in Harvard, in Oxford also, knows him well because of being against all evolution theory.
Evolution theory.
We have lots of books. He has lots of books about evolution theory. Also, lots of people knows him from creation of atlas, books like this. Our audiences look at that atlas and the others book totally free from the internet site.
Now, you're part of the group, but you're here in the UK and you specialize in miracles of the Quran.
Miracles of the Quran is the one subject. We have lots of subjects, lots of seminars that we are doing all around the world. One of them is the miracle of the Quran. Me and my brothers are making these seminars to all countries. For example, one of our brothers made this seminar to United States Army, Air Force. Lots of Christian people are listening to these seminars for us on their curious about the Quran, about the Islam, inshallah.
Emre, I know that you have, mashallah, an enormous knowledge of the Quran, but there's some verses that you've chosen to speak about tonight. Now, the first verse that we wanted to go to was from Surah Al-Dhariyat, the winnowing winds, we know, verse 47.
Yes.
So what is it about this surah that we see, where we see a miracle?
Yes, as we know, Quran has lots of scientific miracles, which we found in 20th and 21st century. And Allah announced us in the Quran 1,400 years before, the universe expanding by Allah every time.
Subhanallah.
In the middle of 20th century, there was a prevalent view across the world that view is universe was infinite. It had existed forever, and there is no finish for the universe. This is the basis of materialist philosophy, and this philosophy completely abandoned in 20th century. Now we are in 21st century. 21st century, science proven that universe has indeed beginning.
Yeah, finite start.
It come into being from nothing in a single moment with huge explosion. This is a huge explosion called as Big Bang explosion.
Yeah.
After Big Bang explosion, all of the things, you, me, universe, planets, stars, created by Allah instantly. And this explosion, all the explosions are disaster. This explosion created everything. So, and Allah created the universe with huge explosion and expanding every time.
Amazing.
Science found this fact in 21st century. The American astronomer Edwin Hubble, in 1933, when he was looking for a while to stars, he found that every light in the universe getting redder and redder. In the law of physics.
Let's look at some more verses. This is Surah Al-Anbiya, and it's verse number 32 once again. It's another one that you select to show the theory. And why have you selected this particular verse?
In this verse, I generally want to select some miracles from the universe. Let me finish my clothes firstly, please. While he was looking at the universe, he found that every light's getting redder and redder. This means all the lights, all the stars, all the planets moving away from each other. It means universe is expanding every time, expanding every time. This is the big miracle from the Quran. Quran revealed by Allah 1,400 years before.
Amazing.
No man can possibly to know this scientific fact on that years. And this scientific fact just found in this century. Let me introduce the third one. If Reggie can reflect the third verse on the screen to our audience.
So that's from Surah Al-Hadid, yes?
Yeah.
Right.
This is one of the most amazing scientific facts which expressed in Quran 1,400 years before. Hmm. If we look at the verse, we can see Allah mentioned us, Allah sent down iron from somewhere to humankind. It is not possible to produce iron in the world because it can only be occurred under the few hundred trillion centigrade degrees. It's not possible to get temperature in the earth. Also, it's not possible in the sun. It can only be possible in the supernova stars. Supernova is a few hundred times, 5,000 times bigger than the sun, and huge explosions every time in supernova stars.
So you need that sort of condition to create iron.
Yes. So it's not possible to get it in the earth, in the sun also. Only just supernova. Before the atmosphere, before the universe, that irons which occurred in the supernovas rained. Meteor rains to earth.
Amazing.
Yeah. This is why we are digging inside the earth and finding the iron. Yeah. Allah sent them.
Sorry, are you saying that iron rained down on earth? Scientifically,
yes.
We know that.
Yes.
And Allah says in the Quran, He sent down
sent
iron.
Down, yeah. Before the atmosphere. Now, there is an atmosphere. The second verse was an atmosphere, which I selected. Allah mentioned us.
And this is Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 32.
Yes, Allah announced us, there is an atmosphere around the earth, surrounding the earth like a shell. It's protecting us from the harmful lights and the meteor rains. But before atmosphere, there was rains for irons, for meteors, for humankind.
Yeah.
And then atmosphere occurred and Allah created the humankind. Now we are in safe, inshallah. If we talk about little bit verse, the scientific fact about iron, the Surat Al-Hadid, 57th Surat in Quran.
Yeah.
And the mass number of the iron is 57.
Oh.
If we write Hadid in the paper in Arabic, if we make abjad measurement, abjad measurement is based on mathematical values of the letters in Arabic, we are going to find 26. 26 is atomic number of iron. And if we write Al-Hadid in the paper, we are going to find 57 again.
Emru, on your journey of propagating the deen, how are non-Muslims reacting?
As you know, Harun Yahya, Adnan Oktar, the real name, the pen name is Harun Yahya. If our audiences Google it in the internet, they are going to find lots of books about creation, about evolution theory, about Quran, about Islam, about Allah, inshallah. Our audiences need to Google it and need to find it from internet. We can be keep in touch with them from internet website and buy with you, inshallah.
Inshallah. So you can get in touch with us and we'll refer them on to the, the details.
Inshallah, the good days are going to be come for Muslims, inshallah. We are in latest time. The golden age is waiting for us. Hazrat Mehdi.